When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on. He is strong. He is powerful. He is Tony D'Urso. He is the host of the Tony D'Urso Show on the Voice America Influencers channel. He's a successful and passionate podcaster, author, and consultant. Welcome, Tony, to Lifeblood Brand.
George, thank you so much for having me on Lifeblood. It is an honor to be on your show and speak to your audience about things that can really help them in the world of being an entrepreneur. And, you know, we need that more than ever. So I am very, very honored to be here, and hopefully I can help make a difference with some people.
Oh, I love it. I'm super excited to have you on. Tony, tell us a little bit more about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Personally, I was actually born in Italy, in Sicily, and that's why my name is D'Urso, which is the Italian pronunciation, and the American pronunciation you could just say is D'Urso, or you could, you know, just call me Tony. And I grew up in Chicago, which everyone in the world knows it as Chicago because that's how it is. But when you live in the city, it's Chicago. And I didn't know there was such a thing as Chicago until I moved out of Chicago. So you could probably tell a little bit of my accent because I grew up in Chicago, and it doesn't sound Italian, though you can tell I'm Italian because I always talk with my hands. It's the only way I can talk. So in this interview, sometimes my Chicago may come out, but otherwise we're going to have some fun here. So I did that, and I started work. Back then, you may call it child labor or slave labor or whatever you may call it, but I was a paper route boy from about the age of 5 to 14. I did it for 10 years. Delivering paper, including on freezing, windy Lakeshore Drive 7 days a week, which is right on the lake of Lake Michigan. And it's got to be, I think, one of the coldest places on earth because sometimes the wind chill factor, I mean, I remember the day it was minus 117 degrees below zero. Oof. With the wind chill factor. And here I am, just a kid, pushing this monster cart, delivering papers. I did that for 10 years. And then I got a promotion in life where I went into fast food at the age of 14. And because I was so used to working and giving the money to my parents, because my mom was raising six boys, I said, Mom, you don't ever have to worry about me again. I'll take care of everything. And from then on, I bought my own clothes, my own books for school. I put myself through school and education. I did everything because it was just kind of the thing to do. It's a different mentality today, but yeah, I really actually did that. And I was on my own since 14, except for the dinner meal and the bed at night at my folks' house. I was completely self-reliant. And I went into corporate America, and I did that for about 32 years, George. And I really learned a lot about sales, promotion, marketing, lead generation, real estate, collectibles. I learned a lot of things. My corporate years were really, really good. And it's an experience that is just amazing. And when you go off into being an entrepreneur, which I did in like the year 2007, I was just full of all this knowledge and how to do things and how to run an organization and how to conduct and things like that. So it was really, really helpful. And when I was that entrepreneur running my own business, it was a lead generation business, but it was beset with four major federal regulations. Now, we're all familiar with the events of 2020 that impacted everything. Well, back earlier, there were four major federal regulations, protocols that just impacted how you do business. And it took my business down to its knees four times in 7 years. And I got tired of it. And so I said, what can I do? And I looked, there's got to be something I can control that isn't, you know, doesn't go up and down based on what somebody says we should do this from now on, or marketing services have to be this way in order to be acceptable. And I heard this thing called podcasts. And I'm like, what is this thing? And George, when I looked into it, it was like, oh, I can do that. I can talk. I'm Italian. So I went on to podcasting and I started a show called Revenue Chat Radio. It was 1 hour live. What am I thinking? But I used my knowledge of marketing and lead generation and engaging and was able to get into and achieve hundreds of thousands of downloads and listeners. Now today, fast forward 5.5 years, at the time of this recording, I'm nearly at 17 million all-time total listens. But I've really expanded out there. I'm on just about every podcast platform. Anyone can hear me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Voice America, as well as the entire complete archival collection is at TonyDURSO.com/podcast, including my very first, you know, radio, which I think is embarrassing, and I probably will never listen to them again. But you can have a good listen and laugh and a chuckle. But it sometimes, you know, maybe it's because of the Italian nature, George, but when I want to do something like pop, I learn, I study, I go, I got this, and I just jump in. And I made so many mistakes. But I got a mentor, and I say to anyone listening, for anything you do, if it's worthwhile, if it's going to be your lifeblood, if it's going to be what you need to sustain yourself and feed your family and put a roof over your head, I believe it is imperative to get a mentor. Absolutely. I got a mentor. I got a world-class radio who's who, Michael Benner. He's a big celebrity in Southern California. And he had, after some 40 years, many years in radio, moved off. He's back in radio again. And he's my mentor, and he gives me critiques and he gives me help still to this day. And it's really helped change my game. And that's because I'm very serious about it. So that's something. If it's something you really want to do well, I insist you get a mentor. So there's a little bit about me and where I've been and kind of all put together kind of swiftly.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it is I think it's great that people could still go back and listen to those initial episodes, and also appreciate you just learning how to do it and then jumping in with both feet and making the mistakes. And certainly mentorship is, I think you're 100% right. It's really imperative to success. So your show, you're helping people on their journey to success, and sales and marketing, getting lead generation, such a big part of business. Why is it you think that entrepreneurship is so important today?
I think it's critical. Just have to look at the events of last year. Now, that said, there were entrepreneurs that were hurt in the events, what have happened, you know, and I'm being very politically correct. A lot of good people have been hurt, and it's very, very, very sad. I know people, friends, family, very affected. However, when you work for someone and they let you go or the business closes, it's done. It's over. As an entrepreneur, it may be down for a while, but you have more resilience as an entrepreneur because you're more used to your mindset is it's you. You've got to make this happen. You can springboard a lot easier. It just goes with that beingness, that title, that, and I think it's easier as an entrepreneur. Nothing's really easy, but when you work at it every day for years and years, then, you know, something can become easy. But it's just so important for people to find something that will help create some sustenance for them and their family, even if they already work a job. You need a backup. You need something that you can do. You need some diversification, not just one job or one thing you do as an entrepreneur, but you need several so that if things get worse, I don't know, will they get worse? Will they get better? You know, you only have to look at the TV and those questions are answered. It's important that you look for anything else you can do. And there are many millionaires that have been made from these events, George. Many, many, many millionaires and billionaires, because they find the need that people need and they serve it. So look for what can you provide that's a need for people and deliver that or put it together. And there are so many ideas. There's so many ways to do that. I think it's a great time and a great opportunity for anyone to be able to.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Create something and get it and get their life, their livelihood into the six digits. It's right there. You just need someone. You need a mentor and you need some brainstorming, perhaps, if you're not there already.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. And you're certainly coming from a lot of experience starting delivering papers on Lakeshore Avenue when you're 5 years old, doing that for 10 years. And then you turn 14 years old, you start working in fast food, you tell mom, well, I'm good from here. So you've been self-sustaining for all intents and purposes since you've been 14 years old. Do you think that is just hardwired into you? If people aren't feeling like they're that way, can they teach themselves to do that?
Yes, people can teach themselves. And today, George, there is a programming, there is a conditioning, this is how life is, and that's going on now. There's this culture, and it's pervasive, and it's just the way people do things. And I mean, no disrespect to anybody, but a couple of years ago, somebody told me that they needed to go and help their kid with their homework. And I'm going, what? Huh? And then I found out, and it's just me because I don't have children. We decided not to have children. We go camping, we go in the mountains, we travel the world, we do all this sort of stuff. And that whole world came to me, and I was explained. It was explained to me that today parents have to help their kids with their homework. I had never heard of such a thing. My entire life, I did all my homework, everything, and I always did everything myself. I made the mistake once of asking my older brother on some math problems, how to solve it, and it was like an hour of discourse to like, and I realized quickly, I'm never going to ask anyone else ever again how to do my homework. I'm just going to figure it out. But it's a culture, and I mean no disrespect. Today, it's the culture, and I would ask parents, and it's like 100%. Oh, yeah, of course, we help our children with their homework. It's how it works. Kids are told, do this and get with your parents, and I understand that. But it's my point is it's a culture. It's a way of life. When I was growing up, it wasn't a culture. It wasn't a way of life. It was just, you know, be home at 6 o'clock, eat dinner, and, you know, and stay home after that. That was my culture. And I honored that. I always, always honored that until I was 14, right? So you have to realize and break out of whatever, but you don't necessarily know that you're immersed and programmed or conditioned in a certain culture or a way of life. But you have to realize that if things get worse and if something more serious happens, what are you going to do? And you have to look. And I always say, what I'm going about to say is extremely controversial and completely 100% against the prevailing popular schools of thought. I mean, and I'm not going to mention any names. I'm going to be very politically correct. But the prevailing school of thought is stay in debt. And I can explain it. I know what I'm saying. Stay in debt. Really don't own anything. And just rent or lease or whatever. And it just takes away that ownership. It just takes away that sense of responsibility. And you kind of have to go down that road and start looking at stuff and changing where you're going and what you think, because find something that you love. You may be working a job. You could be a cashier, an accountant. You could be doing a billion different things. Find something you like that will get you up in the morning on your day off because you love this, whether it's gardening. Me, I love my flowers. I love orchids. I have a whole orchid collection here. Some people like to wrench on cars. Some people like to do whatever. Find what you love and start podcasting on that and start building something around that in your spare time. And the reason I say what you love, which is against the prevailing school of thought, this prevailing thought is just make money. Who cares? Just make money. No, and I say find something that you love and work it. Put your passion into it. It will start attracting people and you'll start growing with it. And there's so many different ways. I could start listing off, you know, method after method on how you can make money from just that.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I think we're certainly cut from the same cloth there, that you do need to find that voice in whatever it is you love. So if it's podcasting, start that. Or if it's writing, just start doing it and start thinking about it and really cultivating that, to your point, that people will be drawn to you. And just start small, right? Because you'll wake up in 5 years, just like you have, and you'll be at 17 million plus listens.
That's right. And those were all hard work, long days. You know, the difference between being an entrepreneur and having a job is when you have a job, George, you're working 40 hours a week or so. But when you're an entrepreneur, you're working 80 and you have more fun.
Yeah, it's well said. Well, Tony, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
That's an interesting one to ponder, because there, as with anything, there is a point of too much. You know, if there's a person who's thirsty and hasn't had any water for a week and he's just come out of the desert, you don't pour an ocean of water on them. You'd kill them. You give them a little water at a time. They're a little water at a time. And the big tip I have is something that I use and I've learned since I was 5 years old, and that is all things lead to Rome. Now, I'm not being literal, but I watched, you know, various Roman movies of how all these roads all over the world, if you would just get on it and go in the direction towards Rome, you'd eventually wind up there. And it was such a great concept that I used that with my website. And there's a line drawn where it can be not good anymore in the case of SEO, but that's a very high level communication. If you podcast, put it on your website. If you write a book, put that on your website. If you do coaching and consulting, put it on the same website. I know people who come up with different domains and different websites for different things that they do, and now they have to drive traffic and people to each one. Well, to a degree, it's good, but why not cross-market yourself a little bit? And that's what I do. And a couple of years ago, I was up to 1 million visitors a year to my website. You know, I had my podcast, I have my books, I have different things. So, and there's within reason, it's extremely workable. So when you come up with a book, and think about that, you know, yes, it's great to have your own book URL, but then what about all the people that are already going to your website? They don't even see it now. Now you got to generate a whole nother new group of people. And there's, you know, it's not a perfect piece of advice, but it should get you up there in the stratosphere.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. You're doing all the work. You might as well have it easy to find, right?
Exactly.
Make it easy for people to do business with you. Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
The simplest place is go to Tony, TonyDurso.com. There you'll find all my podcasts. You'll find out if you do podcast, I do podcast marketing as a very specialized service using my lead generation. I've helped a lot of podcasters get into the millions, literally, in downloads and listens. My books are there. You can find out about my books, and you can find out about my charitable, what's the wording, things that I do where I help feed the people that don't have homes or are without. And one of my people counted that we have delivered maybe over 52,000 meals in the past few years.
Amazing.
And we just, you know, I believe in giving back, and it's not just words. I actually do it. And so I love feeding people. And I think, you know, there's one thing about giving people money or doing this. And I've given a lot of material as well, which is a whole nother conversation. But I think the basic is food. Someone's starving, I like to give them food. I'd rather give somebody a good meal or a hot meal or multiple meals than $5 or $10. Because at least I know where it's going.
Well said. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Tony your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to TonyDurso.com. That's TonyDurso.com. Check out the podcast, pick up the books, and track everything that Tony is working on. Thanks again, Tony.
George, thank you so much for having me on Lifeblood. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.